Hello and welcome to Abandoned Cart, the podcast we wish we had when running our own e-commerce store. I'm Adam, one of the co-founders of Pink Leopard, which is a growth acceleration agency specializing in e-commerce. Joining us today from New York is Gingy McLeod, an e-commerce and marketing trailblazer who elevates brands through award-winning campaigns and media spotlights. Gingy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Very, very lucky to have you on. So before we get into today's topic, can you tell the listeners what the best advice you've ever received is and how it has impacted your life?
The best advice I've ever received is to find your tribe. Just nice. Go where your people are, because in that space, you will be encouraged, you'll be cared for, you'll be directed, you'll be safe. Just go there, find your tribe, and all of your questions will be answered. That advice has impacted me greatly upon my entrepreneurial path. Mm-hmm. I think as a younger person, I was hesitant to do that, and I relied on just the people that were around me for advice, for direction, and they don't have the answers. They're not doing what I wanted to do. They aren't doing what I'm doing. So once I took the advice to find my tribe, I found them, and everything just took off from there.
I love that. And I totally agree. I suppose it's personal and professional that you want to be doing that, making sure you're surrounded by the right people. But something that Laura, my business partner at Pink Leopard, she and I have always invested in lots of mentors. And I think it's a similar thing. It's trying to find these groups and communities that really speak your language and can help elevate you and support each other. So yeah, I love that. I think that's a really great mantra and a great piece of advice for everyone.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. So today we will be discussing the power of user-generated content. But before we get into that, I just want to give you the platform there, Gingy, just to tell the audience a little bit about who you are.
Yes, I'm a DC native living in New York. I came to New York for the fashion industry, and that's where I've been for a very long time until I decided to embark on e-commerce, which I'm super passionate about. I'm the founder of Saint Chic Incorporated, saintchic.com, which is a fashion accessories marketplace, novelty items that you won't find anywhere else. We have a bit of a cult following. We always update our assortment with really fun things that people love to celebrate in. That's me.
Thank you very much. That's great. Okay, cool. So let's get into user-generated content then. So what is UGC?
UGC is so fun. User-generated content, to me, is the backbone of my business, actually. Without user-generated content, we wouldn't have the brand recognition that we do have. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, UGC is when someone buys something from your business and they're so excited about it that they want to post it on one of their social networks. And we used to call that word of mouth, right? Back in the day. Now it's called user-generated content. It's really a stamp of approval on your business, on your product. And it's really giving your potential customers a real look into how the user is using your product. And they're generating content based on your product. So it's really free advertisement.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we'll get into it a lot more, but we've certainly seen that it's incredibly powerful for all of our clients because it is real customers talking about the product, which resonates the most, really.
Yeah.
So how can the businesses and the people listening to the podcast, how can they leverage user-generated content in their own businesses?
I think it's interesting because I think some businesses may find it difficult to have user-generated content. It's not something that you can really ask for. It's something that has to happen organically. And that's the way that it's the most authentic. So I think that before anything, you have to have something that people really want to share. Mm-hmm. And in that way, once people start to cultivate this content, then you can figure out how you're going to use it. Hopefully you have a great following and people who are so excited about your content that they want you to share it and reshare it without them saying, oh no, they shared this, take it down. That's the worst case scenario. But if someone's really excited about your product, that's not going to happen. But there's so many ways that you can go with it. Of course, we're seeing TikTok, for example, we see these ads and I don't know if they're genuine or not, but we see people saying, oh, I got this. It's so great. I love this. That's user generated content, and people or businesses are turning that into advertisements.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got any kind of standout examples of where you've seen UGC work really, really well for brands?
I can mainly speak about my own brand, and yeah, UGC absolutely. Is such a big part of St. Chic. When the paparazzi visor went viral, people were wearing the visor and they loved to take photos in it and post it because it was so unique. Mm-hmm. And that was just astonishing to me, because from there, as a business owner, I got to really know my customer. And that's really what it's about from my standpoint and the business standpoint, is mm-hmm. who is actually enjoying our product? What is their life like? What else are they using? What else can we sell them? So that's really, I think, the most value from UGC.
Yeah, definitely getting all of that data and be able to make data-led and better decisions. And like you say, really understand your customer. What's the paparazzi visor for those who don't know?
Oh, the paparazzi visor is a sun visor. It's really unique. It has a very iridescent plastic lens that is 99% UV protective, 50 plus UPF. If you Google it, you'll find it for sure. It definitely had its own moment in 2014. It's a great, fun product that never washes off. So it's sun protection for as long as you want it to be.
Nice. And then, so with that particular UGC content, there was loads of people that were sending those pictures to you, and it just exploded a little bit.
Loads and loads of pictures on social media. And at that time, it was our most popular product. It was our only product. And from there, I was able to learn the customer and see what else that they liked. And I was able to sell them more products based on them posting them in the paparazzi visor.
Love that. Okay, cool. So that was in 2014. Do you think that UGC has evolved in the e-com landscape, maybe since that time or even pre that time?
It's definitely evolved, especially since now, you know, we've gone through the influencer phase and now they're called creators. So mm-hmm. now the content has evolved. You know, users are generating content that's amazing. So for us, we don't do any marketing. No, we do marketing. We don't do photo shoots or anything like that. We're strictly UGC. And mm-hmm. a lot of people, when they come to our page, they say, you do a lot of photo shoots. These are great. No, we're not doing photo shoots. The customers are doing photo shoots. And they're investing in their own looks, their own profiles, their own content. And it is great for us because we get to see how fabulous they are in our products. So for example, the Beyonce World Tour, which took over about a year and a half of all of our lives, we had so many customers that were purchasing looks to go to the concert. And the content that they created was just beautiful, amazing. They were Beyonce and they were wearing St. Chic as Beyonce. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's definitely evolved. I actually just got an email, and I'm sure everyone else got it too, from Meta, that now they're going to start using UGC on all of the shops. So I guess when they show the products, they're going to show UGC, which is probably tagged content for that product. So it's totally evolved. So now it's, I would imagine, businesses that maybe don't have a whole lot of UGC will probably really be looking to get more UGC because it's going to be a part of selling on Meta. And it's something that they're doing with their own algorithm. Yeah, I would say that's evolved.
Absolutely, especially if the platform is really leading with that. You've got to do well on these platforms. You have to conform to the platform. And if that's what they're pushing, you need to be there with that type of content. So yeah. I suppose on top of that, as UGC has evolved, how has that impacted and changed the consumer behavior?
I do feel that there is pressure on the consumer mm-hmm. to create content. But I think when you give them a fabulous product, it makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's so important to the brand, but I think to the customer too. People who shop, they want to get the most value out of their product. So yeah, they're buying something that they're going to wear somewhere, but they also want to just show it off. And that is something that if you have a great product, it's easy for the consumer. I'm our brand is very social media focused. So we just make it a lot easier for people to make great content.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to stress there, as you said before, it's having that product in the first place. And obviously, there's lots of different things that go viral for different reasons, but you have to have with UGC a good product, as you do with all marketing, to get the product out there and to actually sell it. It needs to be good product in the first place. There's no amount of marketing that's going to sell a bad product. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So it's funny because I think a lot about being in the fashion industry and what we were taught, as I was a fashion designer, and what we were taught is that what you put on the runway, you may not go into production with those items. The runway are the showpieces. They're things to get people's attention. And mm-hmm. that's the same way that I look at social media and advertising on social media or posting organically, whatever, is mm-hmm. that it may not be your core product, but you have to grab people's attention. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose. So mm-hmm. that's to me what UGC is. It's grabbing people's attention. And your best product may be something that's super useful, but people don't post, right? But you yeah. have to have that item that is just eye-catching, gets attention, goes viral, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, makes sense. I suppose it brings me on to my kind of next question, really, around strategy. Can you share any kind of effective strategies for encouraging customers to make and create and share UGC?
So yeah, definitely having that product that gets people to share. But obviously you have to have some sort of infrastructure. I love using apps for our site that automatically take the UGC from social and show it on the site so that when people are shopping, they can see real world cases of the products being worn, different body types, different experiences. So that's really important to have that set up so that people can really see that. And I also think that kind of being a great community moderator, in a sense, being the brand, having that brand voice when people are posting and just saying, great, you're awesome, you're so fly, you're so dope, like you're amazing, that really makes people happy. And they love to share after that.
Yeah.
I think we've probably only had one person who said, I don't want you to share that. Why are you sharing that? You posted it. You yeah. look amazing. We didn't. We took it down. But that was one person over a million people who share. The strategy, I think, should be just really consumer focused, community based, and on the back end, making sure that you're showing potential customers how people are using your product.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the one thing you touched on there was around that community piece as well, and making sure that you're engaging with them, because if they are taking the time to post your product and give, you know, so much to your brand in terms of that brand equity and awareness, you've got to engage with them and thank them. And then you get your fans, then your loyal fans that start to do it more. Yeah, it's a really important point.
Absolutely. We definitely incentivize them as well. Loyalty, discounts. But I really feel that customers are truly just happy to get that shine on your page. They love that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think that's a big, big, big tip, really, for obviously UGC content, but also any content you're putting out there. If people are commenting and engaging with you, you've got to respond. You've got to make sure that you are speaking to your customer. It's very important, and making them feel that love that they, you know, want to be associated with your brand. So yeah, it's a really good point.
Absolutely.
So what can the listeners do to increase their user-generated content?
Go out and create a wacky product. That, and I think just revisit the core of your brand and make sure that you're connecting to your customers. Mm-hmm. Because they want to share. They're out there. They mm-hmm. have their cameras in front of their face. They're creating content. Connect with them. Find them, set up your hashtags, make sure that they know. And it, I think to me, it sounds so, this is something that we've been doing for so long. It seems obvious, but it's really not. A lot of companies and brands are just focused on their product and they don't really know their customer. Data is great, but we're also still visual people and we can see what people are doing. And you have to connect with them and make sure that you let them know that you want them to share. So you got to give them something in their hands that they want to share first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, going back to that product piece. Yeah, for sure. Cool. Well, that's been really informative. Thank you for sharing all of that. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you think would be good for the audience to know?
I don't know. Just go out on a UGC mission. Make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And it's something that we talk about a lot with our clients at Pink Leopard. Having that, I suppose you've got a strategy that's kind of only UGC, which is really strong. We want to test different static images, different videos, different UGC as well. But I think really conveying to the brands that we work with the importance of that different type of creative, but UGC being really one of the most powerful ways to connect with your audience. And the more of that we have, the more that we can test, the more that we can expose the brand that's got real people actually using this product and enjoying it. It's such a powerful way to get your business and your name out there and sell. And if people are going to do the selling for you, that's exactly what you want. So yeah, amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining me today and for all of your advice and insights. It's really helpful for the audience. I know that I've taken away lots of valuable nuggets, and I'm sure the listeners have too. Thank you again for joining us. Connect with you.
I'm on LinkedIn, Gingy McLeod at LinkedIn, and you can find saintchic.com or at saintchic on any platform. Yeah, just give me a holler.
Love it. Okay, amazing. Well, thank you again. And thank you everyone for listening. If you have enjoyed the show, please subscribe and follow us. We've got plenty more episodes coming. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please kindly leave us a review. If you are keen to discuss any aspect of digital marketing for your business, then the team at Pink Leopard is more than happy to help. Just visit pinkleopard.co.uk for contact details. And of course, if you want more or have any more questions about UGC, contact Gingy directly. Thank you very much and see you all again soon.